from credit card abuse. We've got to be protected from employer abuse. And so the government comes in this noble way and becomes the protector of all things, and eventually everything gets filtered through the government and the choices are theirs and not ours. This is a confiscation of freedom. Am I happy about this? Well, I'm not really emotionally involved in it. It is what it is. What I like to think of the fact that we had more freedom, sure, but I understand who's in charge of all of this, don't you? The powers that be are ordained of God. I understand all of that. And I've said this for many years, America is going to get what it asks for. Romans 1, I did a message. You remember that message on Romans 1? You can listen to it if you haven't. But, you know, we're going to get what we ask for. And what are we going to get when we behave the way we behave? When we have a sexual revolution and a homosexual revolution, and when we decide that people who don't work ought to be paid, and that people are entitled to take money from people who work hard to earn it without having themselves earned it. When we overturn all the things that really fit the biblical pattern, what else can we expect but difficulty? Am I frightened by it? Not at all. Does it affect the church? Not in a direct way. In fact, God's going to do what He's going to do, but I do think it can affect the church in an indirect way, because it affects how we behave as believers if we don't reassess our stewardship. That's kind of what I'm after. Our government is no longer interested in protecting the civil rights of individuals from encroachment by those in power. It is now encroaching and is set to perpetrate and expand social programs by which they control everything, absolutely everything. And we're so far down that path, it's not about to turn around. The destruction of freedom, the limiting of freedom is well on its way. Now, that would be disturbing enough to anybody who wanted to have discretion and make choices with the use of their own resources, which I believe is a biblical principle. So this is a violation of a biblical principle for sure, but this isn't the first country that's violated biblical principles in which Christians have still had to render to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. So we accept the fact that in a fallen world it's going to happen. But the worst part of it is this, and I think this is the hardest part for Americans to swallow. At the same time, there is the aggressive removal of the Bible from everything in the public square. Throwing around separation of church and state, which, by the way, is a statement not in the Constitution, it's simply something Thomas Jefferson said. Throwing that around so that you can't even bring up Christianity anywhere without being out of bounds in terms of what is tolerant in America. The destruction of freedom in America